This is Planting the Seeds here on SAFM with me, Asanda Matsaunyane. A very good morning to you and thank you for listening in. We're talking about InMed South Africa today and specifically about a program that they have there called the Adaptive Agriculture Program. We speak to Operations Manager at InMed South Africa, Janet Ogilvie. Let's start now about InMed South Africa and just tell us what that organization is about.
Okay. InMed South Africa is part of an international philanthropic organization called InMed Partnership for Children. InMed Partnership for Children was started by an American family 30 years ago, and they were working predominantly in South America. Initially, what happened was Linda saw that the children in Peru and the people in Peru were all suffering from an iron deficiency. So she decided to start organizing to bring in iron tablets from the medical companies in the United States. That's where the name came from, International Medicines Partnership for Children. However, she then realized that if you're giving them iron tablets, it means for the rest of their life they have to keep taking iron tablets. So she decided it would be a much better idea to actually teach them to eat nutritiously and to grow their own vegetables so that they didn't have the iron deficiency and they wouldn't need the tablets. So InMed has grown from that level to this so that now we work with children, teaching them about healthy eating programs, nutritious meals, how to prepare nutritious meals for the adults, and also how to grow their own vegetables, because obviously if you're impoverished, you can't go into Spar and Pick n Pay and Woolworths and places like that and spend the money on buying those nutritious vegetables, so we teach them how to grow them.
So how did InMed then come to South Africa?
So about 10 to 15 years ago, Linda was looking at, heard about all the different problems that we had in South Africa along the lines of especially nutrition for people with HIV/AIDS and just the general malnutrition level of the children in South Africa. So she decided to start working in South Africa with another NGO, and then eventually in 2010 they decided because there was such a need, it would be important for us to open our own office in South Africa. And that's when the South African office started, although previously we had worked in the country before. So we registered InMed South Africa as an NGO registered with the Department of Social Services and with SARS, and we started running the programs from there individually as InMed South Africa.
Now, under InMed is the Adaptive Agriculture Program. Tell us about this program.
All right. The Adaptive Agriculture Program is absolutely fantastic for Africa because it adjusts to it speaks to so many different issues in South Africa. Uh-huh. I think you will realize that a lot of people in South Africa, especially our impoverished farmers, don't have good soil. They don't have the best facilities. They don't have a lot of money for inputs, and they don't necessarily have large land. So the adaptive agriculture speaks to all of those issues because we talk on many different levels. We work with farmers on how to increase their crop yield for the amount of land that they do have, to plant the best seeds for the area that they're in, and for drought-resistant seeds. So there are certain crops, obviously, that require less water than other crops. Mm-hmm. So we teach them to plant and grow those. We teach them how to make their own compost so that they don't have to have fertilizer. So those are, and we also teach them urban farming. So, for example, if you're in a town, especially if you're in a township, you don't have a lot of space to have a garden. Yeah. You don't have facilities to plant. So we teach them things like wall-hanging gardens. We teach them growing beans in a soda bottle. So you can take a Coca-Cola bottle, the 2-liter Coke bottle, and you can plant a bean plant in that, and you can get your beans from that plant. Those are all things that you can do that adjust not only to your climate change, but also to your situation that you are in where you live. And it also helps with recycling. But then I think the crown in our jewel of our adaptive agriculture is an item called the aquaponics program. So mm-hmm. aquaponics is this wonderful program that really does adjust to climate change because you use about 10% of the water that you would in traditional farming. So what happens is aquaponics is fish farming. That's where the aqua comes from, water, and a mixture of hydroponics, which is soilless crop production. Mm-hmm. So it's a combination of the two. So you have your fish living in your fish tank, and they excrete ammonia into the water while they're living there. That ammonia is then taken, and the water is pumped over raised grow beds where your vegetables are growing in gravel, not soil. And that the plants that are in that soil have a bacteria which takes the ammonia out of the water and turns it into nitrates and nitrites, which are basically fertilizers. So it's a mutually beneficial recirculating system. The water goes back into your fish tank which is clean. So the fish benefit because they're getting clean oxygenated water, but the plants are benefiting because they are getting fertilizers from the fish. And the farmer is benefiting because he doesn't have to have fertilizers, which are a very expensive input. And then you're producing not only vegetables, but you're also producing a protein source.
Uh-huh. I can imagine that, you know, the research is quite intensive when it comes to the adaptive agriculture program. Do you get funding for this?
We are working with certain universities at the moment who are helping us with research. A lot of research has been done overseas on aquaponics, but very little has been done in South Africa. So Stellenbosch University at the moment is doing a lot of research on it, but so is the Nelson Mandela Metropole University in Port Elizabeth. We are actually in the process of finalizing a build of an aquaponic system there, and the students in the agricultural department will be doing a lot of research, and we have a master's student as well who be working on that program there with that university.
Janet Ogilvy is operations manager at InMed, and we're talking there about the adaptive agriculture program that they carry out. The second half of this conversation will continue on Monday. From me, Asanda Matsaonyane, and the Planting the Seeds team, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for listening once again, and have a good weekend.